Hello, my friends. This is Chen Yilin, the founder of Spring Forest Qigong. Thank you so very much for taking your time tonight in this Healing Connection call. Today is November 5th, 2019, and our topic for this month is Creating Your Wellness Vision. Wow, so how time flies. So we are getting into November, and it is just so amazing. You know, so when we are busy, when we are having a good time, and the days just go by so fast before you recognize where you are now. So that's what exactly how I feel. So, but anyway, I'm talking about the time. In January, we're going to do the cruise with the monks doing the annual blessing for the new year. And so please visit my website and see you'll have time to go together with us. And otherwise, you know, put it on your calendar. And by the time when we're doing this blessing, you can clear your time to do the 7 days retreat at home, chanting morning and evening every day. So you know, with me, with the monks, the Tibetan monks, I mean, and with so many Spring Forest Qigong students, practitioners on board, that would be a very, very awesome thing to do. And it is a great thing to start your new year blessing your family, blessing yourself, and with a wonderful new year with good health, good luck, and a life filled with abundance. All right, so now we're going to go back to our schedule here. Creating your wellness vision. What is perfect healing and how to achieve it? So a question that is easy to ask, but the answer can be so many dimensions. Have you ever asked yourself these questions? How can I heal myself? How fast can I heal myself? It all starts with what you want. What is your goal in healing that? Find out how creating a vision for your wellness can accelerate your healing. So tonight we're going to talk about find what your heart wants. Let me tell you, I have a conversation long time ago and with a client. So we started talking something about life and about the symptoms and about and how sad she felt and how what a miserable life she was living, and she shared a lot of the information with me, and then after all this sad, and I asked her the question, why do you want to be healed? Then she said, I want to feel good. So what do you mean, feel good? Can you define the meaning, feel good, for me? She said, well, I can work in the garden in the springtime, and I can play with my dog and grandchildren with no pain in my joints, in my back. I say, oh, okay. So then, do you have a plan what you do to reach this goal? Immediately she said, yes, I do. Many things. One of them is Spring Forest Qigong. I say, okay, when did you learn Spring Forest Qigong then? 2 years ago. Oh, okay, so how often do you do the movement after you learn it. I am still working on it. Then I start laughing, smiling. So then what do you plan to start? She looked at me. She said, I don't know. Maybe next week? We paused for a second. Then I said, do you think Qigong is a good fit for you? She said, yes, of course, it is. I love it. I experienced its power when I was in the class. Then I said, if you know it's good for you, if you experienced already it is a good fit for you, why don't you take action today in the evening before you go to bed for even just 3 minutes? We were both in silence. She looked at me straight to my eyes, and so did I. Then she said, yes, why not? And I saw some sparkling light in her eyes. Then the following week, she came back with joy and she said, Master Lin, thank you so much for your conversation last week. I have been waiting too long. I feel so much better each day after my Qigong practice. What she meant was a spring forest Qigong practice. Then, of course, we both became very happy to talk about how she felt and what kind of progress she made with her healing. So here comes. If feeling good is what you want, then what should you do then? Take action on it and don't wait. She learned the Qigong technique from our teacher 2 years ago in the healing center. And she waited. Oh, so I want to do it tomorrow, I will do it next week, and I will do it next month. She just kept thinking. Well, how many years tomorrow goes by? 2 years. If something is so good, the sooner you take action, the sooner you will feel good. Isn't that true? So, take action. After you have your plan, after you have your goal. Now here comes to a question. So what do you want? What do you want for your life? What do you want for your health? What do you want for your family, for your friends? And mainly is what do you want for yourself? So when we say, what do you want? Actually, there's two parts. What your mind wants and what your heart wants. There's a big difference. So I really want you to pay attention to this part when you make a decision, when you make a choice. Is that what your mind wants or what your heart wants? So when this is what your mind wants, usually it comes from your ego, from your temptation, from your emotions, from your fear, from your judgment. What you try to do actually is to try to feed your ego when you achieve it. But it is not necessarily doing you good. For example, like eating deep fried food, like a French fries, let's say, just randomly pick up something, right? French fries. Yeah, I feel good. The crunchy feeling and the taste from that deep fried potato, it is, I'm feeling so good. That is exactly what I want, but not necessarily good for your health, right? You feel good, this is your emotion. You just want to have it. You just want to have that crunchy feeling. It doesn't matter. Completely you ignore whether this is good for your health, it's good for your soul, it's good for your healing process, and many other things like, you know, drinking, smoking, etc. Now, what your heart wants is different. It is about what is the right thing to do for your best good. For example. Well, so good, like doing Qigong. Qigong doesn't make your life easy. Remember this. Many times, you know, so I hear people say, oh, so that to do this, and this is going to make your life much easier. I tell you, nothing can make your life easy. Nothing. If somebody says, you know, something can do something you take, you know, will make your life easy, that is a lie. Drinking water. You have to go to fetch water, or you have to boil the water. Oh, you know, it is so inconvenient. Drinking coffee, you know, you have to line up a long line waiting for 10 minutes, sometimes half an hour, for that cup of coffee. And even going to the refrigerator to take up some food and put into your mouth, hey, you have to walk that distance. It is not easy. You have to go to the grocery to buy. Right? Now, you know, computers, internet is much, much easier. And so you can order food from Amazon.com or whatever. Hey, you still need to take time. You still need to spend the money, so it is not easy. But when you do Qigong, Qigong can make your life work. That's the difference. Other things might not make your life work. Goof up your life. It may make your life even more difficult. So you want something which is good for you, for your life, which can make your life work. So that is something from your heart. So now comes to a question. How do I know that this is come from my heart? Or another question is, how to know what my heart wants? Well, here is something you need to keep in your mind. So number one, something connected to your spirit, not to your emotions. You're feeling good, that is your emotion. But connected to your spirit, to your soul, which will do you good, which will help you to make your life work. That is very important. For instance, I like to live a happy life. So, and this is great. This is exactly what the universe wants you to have, and you deserve a happy life. then what kind of things can help you to make your life a happy one? Then you need to use your wisdom to do that. I have a course, it's called Finding Your Soul Purpose. You can look into it and practice it more deeply. And there's a lot of great information there and lots of steps, useful steps, I mean, to help you to find your heart purpose, to find what your heart wants. And if you say, so I love to drink, and I want to drink 2 glasses and 3 glasses of wine every day, then you ask yourself, why? If the answer is, because I feel good about it, but you are not going to have a happy ending of your life if you drink 2-3 glasses of wine every day, 365 days a year. So now, do you see what I mean? Do you really feel that the universe wants you to have 3 glasses of wine every day? Ask yourself deeply. You might just want to have the temptation. You just feel so drawn to it because of your emotion, because of your sadness, because of your depression, and maybe many other reasons. You know, here I'm just randomly pick up an example. Right? Here I don't mean that I criticize you and you that you drink 3 glasses of wine every day, that's a bad thing. No, I never say anything like that. I'm saying what you do, which can benefit the best of your life for good. So number 2, it's something following the operation of nature or following the law of nature. For example, our body was programmed to exercise, to move. So this is the law of the nature. This is the law which is operating in our body. So when you move, when you exercise, your channels can stay open. Your chi can flow. So if you expect a long, healthy, happy life, you have to do exercise. Without exercise, without movement, you are fighting upstream in the river. You fail from the very beginning for having a happy life, for having a healthy life. And number 3, something loving. If you make up a plan, if you want to know what your heart wants for you, when you make up a plan, ask yourself, is this plan a loving one? For instance, you want to make up a plan for helping yourself with a beautiful, happy, healthy body, life. Then ask yourself, by doing so, am I loving myself? Am I loving my body? So when you do Qigong every day, you slow down your life to give your mind, your body, and spirit a break. You give the time and the energy and the qi to nurture your organs, your tissues, your cells, so that your body can do more for you. Together, you're going to have more joy. You're going to have a more good time in your life. and you are going to feel really, really, truly good inside you. So that's it. If something is not loving, that means that doesn't vibrate well with your heart. And number four, something being kind. Being kind. When you decide to, now here we are our focus is on healing. Right? There's many things we can talk about, so let's just focus on healing. So when you want to have a healthy life, now what kind of image you want to see in the future when you are 80 years old, when you are 90 years old, when you are 100 years old, what kind of body you want to see you're going to have to experience life at that age? You want to be healthy? You can still walk your dog in the park. You can still travel to see the world. And you can still going to a concert and to have fun with your friends, etc. And you still feel fit, feel strong, walking upstairs, downstairs without using a cane, no pain in lower back, no pain in your knees, and your fingers very flexible. If that is what you want, then you have to do something kind to your body now, starting now. There are many, many things you can do, and you know, keep on a good diet, exercise, and Qigong. Now you are here in Qigong, so Qigong has been good for you, and do Qigong. You slow down yourself. Make the time to practice, to feel that moment. You are connecting to the divine. You are connecting to the law of nature. You are connecting to your internal organs, to the intelligence inside you. And you can do it. These things are very simple. But it is not easy. You have to take action to do it. All right. Now, how to take action to do it? There's so many things I can do. There's a five elements healing Qigong movement, the small universe. Oh, so level one, level two, level three, level four. Oh, holy smoke. And I got so many things in my plate I want to take care of, then where do we start? Where do we begin? Well, next week we're going to talk about and how to divide and how to plan. One step at a time, you'll make a plan and move forward. And I will help you. All right, so I am going to stop here, and we're going to pick up some questions for tonight. First of all, I thank you so very much for all your beautiful questions. We only have 15 minutes or so to answer your questions, so I'm not able to answer everyone's question. But your questions are very, very important for me to design my sharing with you in each month. So keep sending your questions. All right, I greatly appreciate you. And then the other thing is, you know, I know some people are so anxious to get your question answered. So get, you hit your question, send, 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 three, four, five times to me. Maybe that is an accident. But anyway, if you want to send a question to me, hit it once. That's good enough. You don't need to hit it, you know, five times and sending me the same question. I will answer the questions by the time you send to me. So don't worry too much about that. And anyway, you're going to get the answer through my talk, in my presentation. All right? So when you have a question, the other thing is, you know, and I try to keep it short, keep it simple. You don't need to tell the whole story in great detail. That only takes a lot of time. You know, we only have 15 minutes, and I'm not able to read like 10 minutes for one question about your story. So please forgive me. Okay, the first question is from Anne from Chicago. Dear Master Lin, what are the three most effective ways to activate the vitality code in the lower dantian and spine? Well, that is a very beautiful question. What are the three most effective ways to activate the vitality code in the lower dantian and the spine? So the number one is the small universe meditation. Visualizing light coming into each spot, into the lower dantian, the middle dantian, the upper dantian, and the spine, you know, so totally together, 12 energy points, 12 energy buttons along this special meditation. You follow the guidance to inhale, visualizing the universal light coming in to each spot. And exhale, you use your visualization to see the light, pushing the light down to the next spot. You practice in this way. You open yourself to the universal energy. You allow, you invite the universal energy to come in. So that is the key. If you only use your own energy, that will take a long, long time to activate that vitality code in the lower dantian and the spine. But once you invite the universal light to come in, you are able to activate, ignite that code, that energy to help you much better. All right, so next question is from Ammon from Egypt. And how to connect the three dantians and open what they have to offer us? A certain meditation or chanting, the small universe, the soul of the sun meditation or else? And is the middle dantian located in the center of the chest or the bottom of the head? And finally, can we put the master's energy in three dantians before we sleep? Thank you very much. Love and blessings always. Well, and I'm sorry, you know, you asked for three things. You know, I got so excited, you know, I forgot, you know, the other two. Actually, the other two in this question, and I'm going to cover that. Together with Emman's question. So the second thing is the chanting. You chant by focusing on your dantian, your lower dantian, or your middle dantian. So that would be a great thing to do. And chant Om Mani Padme Hum or Om, you know, the two sounds in the small universe meditation. So, excuse me, let me get some water. So So that is like the second thing. And the third thing is you can visualize doing the breathing technique, the whole body breathing technique, focusing on one spot in your body, for instance, the lower dantian or the middle dantian. Inhale, you're visualizing the universal light coming in to focus on the universal light coming in through every pore of the body and collects in your lower dantian. On your exhale, you visualize light from your lower dantian shooting out from every part of the body to the ends of the universe. I think this is a very, very simple practice, and you can do it anytime. You don't have to find a certain length of time to do it, but 5 seconds here, 10 minutes there, when you add that up throughout the day, and you have a quiet a half an hour or maybe 1 hour already doing so throughout the day. All right. So now back to the question of what a man has. The location of the middle dantian is in the bottom of the heart towards to the center. It is not the real bottom of the heart. It is deep inside, right in the middle of the chest, but in the same level as the bottom of the heart locates. So that is the spot. Some different masters have a different explanation about that dantian, the lower dantian, the middle dantian, and I just want my masters and my vision when I open my third eye to see inside the shining spot is right in that areas. Like the lower dantian is behind the navel, and then the middle dantian is in the bottom of the heart, the point next to the bottom of the heart, right in the middle of the chest. All right. So, of course, you can invite your master's energy to put into the three dantians before you sleep, and that's always a great thing to do. Okay, so next question is from Amy and from Ashland. Dear Master Lin, I have been having a lot of pain in my bladder at night when I try to sleep. No infection is present. Are there some points I could massage that would help at the time, or some movement? It seems to get much worse when I try to sleep at night. Thank you very much. I think you raised up a very good point here you need to pay attention to. The symptom gets worse when you try to sleep at night. When you try to sleep, what part of the body you touch the bed most? The hips, the sacrum, the tailbone, right? So that means in those areas you have energy blockages. And those areas connect very directly to two parts of the body. One is your liver, and the other is your kidney energy. So that means you need to work on your liver and work on your kidneys. The most important one is your liver energy. Your liver, your your liver energy is too acidic, and that acidic energy going down to your bladder, then you have that burning sensation. If that happens very often, then you're going to have pain. So in order to heal this challenge, you stay away from alcohol, and there's no sugar intake. I mean, the man-made sugar, fruit is fine. And pineapple, that is not good for you. And apple, orange, you know, I think that is fine. Kiwi and grapes, you know, these are good fruit to have. And avocado, you know, so of course that is a very good thing to have. And asparagus, you can use asparagus to make some tea for you. And you can put a little bit of honey in. Know, and make asparagus tea, right? You know, mint tea, that is very good for this situation too. Jasmine tea, you know, that's also good too. You can have some of this with you, and that will help. Tapping the tailbone, dolphining the spine, and dolphining the torso, these movements are also very good for you. And then bouncing of the body, moving of yin and yang, the small universe meditation. And I think you need to focus on the small universe meditation a little bit longer time. Now, so for like 1 hour a day, and do it. All right? Okay, I hope that helps. Next question is from Jen. Dear Master Lin, Jen is from California. Are there any issues Qigong cannot help to heal? I remember that nerve damage, at least that causing hearing problems, requires more advanced Qigong techniques. But are there problems that Qigong cannot resolve? So thank you so much. This is a very, very great question. So thank you, Jen. But this is a three-day question. I will try to answer it in a simple way. Right? Theoretically, when you do Qigong, you move Qi and open up the channels. We have illnesses, no matter what kind of illnesses. If these illnesses occur because there are blockages in the body. As long as you can open up the energy channels, as long as you can transform the energy blockages, the body heals. Now, this is the important thing you need to remember. Qi is different than energy. Energy, mostly we refer to the in a material level about the force we can feel, like electricity, like lightning, you know, those kind of things. You can see, you can feel. But qi, different. Qi, from the material level, it is a force. Then it also, the qi has intelligence, has consciousness. And that is very, very important to remember. Remember the story I shared with you in my book, Born a Healer? Or in level one, Qigong level one, you know, Esther Trejo, who was diagnosed with the lung challenge. The lung just filled with the scar tissues by doing Qigong for 8 weeks. All the lung scar tissues disappeared. And before, the Mayo Clinic doctor wanted her to have a lung transplant, but she didn't want to. By doing Qigong without any medication, she cured her lung challenge. So why by doing Qigong? And her lung scar tissues will transform, which according to the medical society, and this could never happen with any medication, because you wake up, she woke up the intelligence in the body, which has the power to rebuild a healthy body for her. So from this perspective, she can heal possibly any challenges as long as we open up, you open up the energy blockages. Well, there's something the Qigong cannot do if the blockages over to storm and the life force already gone and there's like a huge mess already in the body and there's no way to reverse the situation. For instance, we talked about five elements, right? The kidney qi, the liver qi, the lung qi, the spleen qi, and then the heart qi, right? So that these five different kinds of qi need to be in place, in position, helping each other. If three different kinds of qi, the heart qi, the liver qi, the kidney qi is already gone, which cannot be fixed anymore. Of course, no matter how much qigong you do, it's not going to help. So this is why I encourage people in my classes, you don't wait until that happens. Then you pick up Qigong to do it. You need to do Qigong now. This is a life investment. In the United States, people love to do investment, right? Invest money in stocks and this and that, right? So do you invest your time in for your body, for your health? So 10 minutes to half an hour a day, I'll do it. And you're going to pay back a big time in the future. Now, within 1 or 2 years, you might not see the difference between you and your other friends, but giving you 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when you do so, when your friends staying in the nursing home and had a hard time even walk out of the room to get a glass of water, you are still running in the on your treadmill, doing your grocery shopping, driving your car around. But then you are going to see, wow, this is so cool. So do you see the picture? All right. Okay, so I think I need to stop here. And again, thank you so very much for all your questions. So Irene, so here I see that you invite your sister to join us. And so you ask a question about the COPD, how to help the person with the COPD. And this person is 24 hours a day, so have tracheostomy to put in the for the rest of life. How can she go help? Yes, at the small universe, he can do. You can send light to the lungs, into the spine, to help to open and open up the channels. And the best is, if he can make time to practice the opening of the spine, moving of yin and yang, and the small universe meditation, and that would help to slow down the process of getting worse. Here I'm not talking about, you can completely heal him. At least by doing so, he can feel better. And if he needs more information, and you can encourage him or yourself, you know, contact our office, and we can set up an appointment to talk more about this. All right? Okay, so it's time to do our meditation now. And I believe you have your water in front of you. Please drop your shoulders. Put a smile on your face. Focus on your lower dantian. And take three gentle deep breaths. By focus on the light in your lower dantian. Now I want you to tell the universe what you want for your healing. And then slowly you bring the light from the lower dantian up to your middle dantian. And you see the light shining in your middle dantian brightly. And focus on the light in your middle dantian. Now you call upon your master's energy, the universal energy, to support you. You visualize the unconditional love of your masters and the universe as a brilliant sun shining right there in the middle of the sky above you. Take a moment to visualize that or feel that. Then you visualize the sun is sending beams of light into your middle dantian, making the light in your middle dantian even brighter. You feel your heart is so open, welcoming in this light. And then you feel that your middle dantian is being filled with this perfect joy, pure love, and powerful healing energy. Take a moment to feel that. While you're feeling the light from the universe coming in, actually you already start the process of healing yourself. Now your heart is full of this great energy. You send a beam of light into the water you put in front of you. And you see the light getting into the water. You're sending a healing message into the water too. This healing message will help to turn that water into a healing message water for you. Now you can drink the water, drink it as much as you want. When the water is coming down your throat, you feel the chi is reaching to the bottom of the torso. Again, you feel how good you feel, how wonderful you feel. Now you can put down your water. If you want to drink more, you can do so anytime during the meditation or after the meditation. Now at this moment, bring your focus back to your middle dantian. Since you already told the universe, told your master what you want, now you let go with the message. And solely focus on this moment together with me. Focus on the feeling, how you feel while you are doing this meditation. As you inhale, you visualize the universal light coming in through every part of your skin. And this light running through the gaps of all the cells, organs, and collects in your middle dantian. When you exhale, visualize all the energy blockages, no matter in what kinds, you just invite them to transform into smoke shooting out from every part of your body to the ends of the universe. You feel all the channels in your body open while you're taking the deep breath. You feel every cell in your body is being energized. You feel intelligence in your organs, in your systems, completely ignited. You feel so much joy in every part of your body from head to toe. You feel joy in your heart, joy in your lungs, joy in your breast, in your ribcage, in your stomach, in your kidneys, intestines. When you feel joy in each part of the body, you observe how that feels to you. When you are doing so, you are inviting the universal love to bless every part of the body. And this love is the most powerful healing energy, especially you do so in the light. You feel your head is in the light. You feel your spine from the neck down to your tailbone bathed in the spine, in the light. And in the light, you feel your spine is getting straighter, straighter, stronger, straighter, stronger, and completely straight. In the light, you feel the channels in your head, in your brain, open, open, completely open. Channels in your eyes, in your ears, in your nose, in mouth, teeth, gums, open, open, completely open. In the light, feel the channels in your neck, in your shoulders, in your arms, in your hands and fingers. Open, open, completely open. In the light, heal the channels in your chest, in your breast, in your ribcage, in your lungs. Open, open, and completely open. In the light, you feel the channels in your physical heart. Open, open, completely open. In the light, feel the channels in your liver, gallbladder, open, open, completely open. And you can feel it. You can feel this strong light shooting into your liver, opening up the channels, transforming any energy blockages. Some you know, some you do not know at all. It doesn't matter at this moment. Just invite them to transform into smoke, coming out, going away. And the channels in your liver open, in the gallbladder open, completely open. Feel the channels in your pancreas, in your spleen, open, open, completely open. In the light, feel the channels in your kidneys, open, open, completely open. In the light, feel all the channels in the intestines, in the reproductive organs, open, open, completely open. And the chi is flowing down to your hips, pelvic bones, sacrum, opening up all the channels in the torso, bottom of the torso, tailbone, hips, and the channels in the thighs, in the knees, calves, ankles, feet, and toes, open, open, completely open. Now you feel how good you feel with all the channels are open. And you're so thankful to your masters, to the universe, for helping you to open up all the channels, to help you to heal your body completely. With the channels open, chi can flow. The intelligence of your body that awakened, awakening up. We're coming to the end of this meditation. If you're already so deep in your meditation, you can hang up the phone now and continue to meditate, or simply just go to bed to sleep through the night and then you do the ending next morning. Otherwise, you bring your focus back down to your lower dantian. See the light in your lower dantian as an energy ball spinning, spinning, spinning. Getting brighter, smaller. And then it becomes an energy pill and you tuck it deep in behind the navel. Say thank you to your masters, to the universe for helping you in this meditation. And you can take a deep breath. And open your eyes and wrap your hands together with a big smile on your face, and then you massage your face, and then massage your ears. That's the end of this session and meditation. Thank you so very much for taking your time joining me tonight in this healing connection call. And I'm looking so forward to seeing you until next week. As always, I love you and many, many blessings to you. Goodbye for now.
The moderator has left the conference.